This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Bridges Out of Poverty is a national initiative that explores methods to stop the spread of generational poverty. It took hold in Southeast Iowa a couple years ago and continues to grow. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott reports.
Vern Reed learned of Bridges Out of Poverty through a professional development session for his job at West Burlington High School. He now heads the Southeast Iowa effort known as Building Bridges. Reed says it's not a cookie-cutter program with set rules and regulations. Instead, Bridges is a free-flowing discussion that explores the root causes of generational poverty and seeks ideas on how people can overcome it. Reed says the first training session in Des Moines County drew more than 150 people, and it has grown ever since.
After we had the training a year and a half ago in December or so, we organized small group meetings to see what we do with the learning. That led to our Building Bridges initiative here in Southeast Iowa, and that initiative has a number of goals. One of those goals is to train as many people as we can in the Bridges constructs and challenge the way we view poverty. And in that process, I think we're creeping up on training 2,000 and more people so far. The other part of that goal is to start our Getting Ahead classes, which are classes offered to adults caught in generational poverty that share ideas through a journey on what it takes to live a sustainable life. And those two ideas were the things that pushed us initially.
Is there an easy way to define poverty?
Well, and that is one of the big aha moments a person will have early in this training. Our government defines poverty basically as a family of four making $25,000 or less. And I'm a teacher. Because I married a teacher who happens to be a business teacher, I do fine, but I'm not rich by any means. And if I look at poverty only as a financial problem, that doesn't give me a lot of hope or a community a lot of hope in dealing with this disease. Bridges defines poverty differently. Bridges defines poverty as the degree a person or an institution does without key resources. And in their research, they've identified 11 key resources we all need to live a sustainable life, only one being financial.
What are some of the other examples that they point to when they look at the definition of poverty?
Well, and it's building these resources. And resources include everything from having a support system, having role models, understanding the difference between formal and casual register of language, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All things that we can intentionally build with one another once we first break down the hurdles of not having relationships, often because of economic class.
If neighbors are coming together to help neighbors and you've got those people you can rely on and you've got the opportunities, you can kind of get past even the financial is not the real hindrance if you have many other things coming around you.
The financial doesn't have to be the end all. It seems like we're seeing, as we work together to build resources, the financial eventually will take care of itself. But building those resources, building those structures around us, having the social capital to find not a job but work towards a career, it all makes a difference.
Do you ever have the awkward moment during these where people maybe hadn't been thinking of the issue that poverty is? Is there ever that awkward moment of people kind of, I guess you could almost say, being enlightened to a situation that's been occurring around them for so long?
I think the word I would use is sometimes it's an emotional moment. In our trainings, we have a Building Bridges teens group here at West Burlington, and our kids are part of these trainings. And part of what our kids do, many themselves coming from generational poverty, is they bring the data to life. And that interaction between those being trained and my kids can't help but have an impact on the way you see, feel, and view poverty.
Do you have the participation of people who would be considered in generational poverty who are able to put that face to it during these meetings, during these trainings? Are they coming out to be a part of it also?
Absolutely. Another key aha moment for those going through the training is this. Bridges respects the fact that the best problem solvers in America are people caught in generational poverty. I see that every single day in my school because we have kids that get to school and they shouldn't get to school. They're miracles, but they have learned how to problem solve. It may not always be the way I want them to problem solve, but it is problem solving nonetheless. So part of the Bridges focus is how do we bring each economic class to the planning table so that we can truly address problems together?
A couple of times you've mentioned the phrase sustainable living. When someone might hear sustainable sustainable. They might think of green, living off the grid, and such. But I'm guessing it's maybe a little bit of a different definition here.
One of the major goals of Bridges Out of Poverty in general and our Building Bridges initiative here in Southeast Iowa is to give every person a chance to live a sustainable life. That is a life where I can take care of my family. That is a life where I can afford to pay my bills. That is a life where I find a career I'm happy in. That is a life where I have equal health care and I can take care of my children. Sustainable means not having to live in the tyranny of the moment, which dominates everything I do as I try to survive.
Vern Reed heads the local Building Bridges Initiative in Southeast Iowa. It focuses on methods for overcoming generational poverty. Reed says interest is growing outside of Des Moines County, with initial trainings held or being planned for in Lee and Henry counties. He says local residents who have completed the initial training can attend the initiative's next phase tonight at 5:30 at West Burlington High School. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.